Somebody, we used to say masticate, and it would make me go hee hee.
Why? Because you masticate?
Yeah, man. I'm a masticator.
So I'm Adam funny. Sandler. That's my favorite word.
Okay, Adam Sandler, calm down.
That's it. That's his whole joke.
I'm Adam Sandler's friend.
Which one?
The one with the cross eye.
We made that joke for a different opening for a different episode of the podcast. We cannot keep doing this. Guys, yeah. What's the deal with Kyoto Animation and guys, girls named Yui?
What's the deal?
We cannot!
I mean, I can't watch any anime without Yui.
We've run out of material! We've run out of jokes to make! This third season is a sham! There's nothing!
No!
This is gonna be copyright claimed! Final! I'm crying. There's going to be no original jokes in this whole season.
Nope.
It's gonna be rehash. This is the Dragon Ball Super of our podcast. We're just rehashing the old ideas.
How would you feel if I did the whole episode like this?
I would go along with it.
No, you wouldn't, you fucking liar.
You piece of shit asshole. Don't lie to my face like that.
Pee-wee Herman would never say something like that.
I just said, fuck you.
You know what I hated
during
the Chunin exams?
What?
Sasuke's hair when he comes back. I was just like, why is it so damn long? Get a damn haircut, boy. Jeez.
Jeez, I hated boy. It.
Jeez, you're not even looking I'll that fresh anymore. I'll tell you what,
boy.
Sasuke, I tell you what, if you come to this house and you come with that hair, I'm gonna cut it right now.
But Kakashi,
I don't care. Sasuke, I'm gonna cut it right now. You sit down there, I'll get out my knife and I'll cut it.
Too bad there aren't any other kid characters I can remember.
There aren't any other, it's only one.
No, it's okay, it's me, Naruto.
Yeah. Hey, Dad, I want to help. Believe it.
Hey, it's me, Rock Lee. You know, I'm just over here now, just hanging out, you know, like, doing karate. Oh, no, I can't fight no more.
Oh, my God. Fucking Bobby saying believe it. Holy shit.
It sounds like Marge saying believe it, too.
Oh, me, believe it.
This isn't even a Naruto show. This is going to be the opening.
We did it.
Listen, everybody loves Naruto, right?
No, I don't even love Naruto anymore.
Fuck you. I can't believe you.
I'm upset. You can't believe me? Well, you better believe it.
Believe it! No!
Welcome to the Literary Club. We can't read that good, but we try. The one sitting in the corner, really just looking at those book spines, well, that's Garb.
Hey, the words are on the screen. That counts, right?
The one who's sitting... the one sitting at the chair reading One Piece again. Well, that's Pino.
I'm sorry, what? I was too busy. I'm reading One Piece.
What arc?
Have you heard of it?
Yeah, we've heard of it. Okay. You keep talking about it. And I am the great president of this great club.
Wait, who said you were great?
Hey, who died and made you leader?
Sensei.
Who's your sensei?
He's your daddy. Guys, welcome.
Whoa, I didn't like where that went. Oh, God. I'm going to put my One Piece book down right now.
Welcome to the first episode of the third season of the Funky Anime Podcast.
Hey, we did it.
We're knocking the
door down.
You know what they say about third seasons?
We're busting doors. We're busting nuts.
Busting a nut harder than ever before.
I didn't like that one either. Pino, what do they say about the third season?
Well, it's either going to be rushed or it's going to be great. Let's see what's going on now. As you can see, it's going in the wrong direction now.
Woohoo! We're doing great,
guys. Welcome to the Fuck Yeah Bay podcast,
dude. Welcome.
We are here for the third season, but it doesn't really matter if you didn't watch the first two seasons because
no, you have to watch everything.
You have to,
including the fillers,
even the filler,
even, not even the filler isn't canon.
And
though,
the most
just
no,
you
the
know.
Most important part is update number one. Okay,
update number one. We're hoping for update number two sometime in the future. We're waiting for it.
It almost happened.
It almost happened today, but. But Pido pulled himself out of the grave to record this episode, so if you hear him dying, he's dying.
I'm dying. It's for real. I'm sick, so... Yeah.
He's diseased.
Yeah, he's...
But
he's got a yomu. He's happy.
Let the record state, let the record show, this is not the sissy flu again. This is not the sissy flu.
Are you sure it wasn't the sissy flu?
Are you sure about that?
I'm pretty sure. Only two people in this room have gotten the sissy flu, and none of them are actually in this room. Which means it's the people across from the across the way.
You've never gotten the sissy flu. Who lives across the street?
I haven't gotten the sissy flu.
That's a lie.
You have accused me of getting the sissy flu.
Have you watched Main Abyss?
I did. That doesn't count because the sissy flu was not diagnosed at that time.
I diagnosed it. I retroactively diagnosed you being a sissy bitch.
No. Whoa. Okay, see, first thing, it's called sissy flu.
No,
okay.
You're a sissy bitch. That's what, if people get the sissy flu, they become a sissy bitch.
Okay, so, okay, I'm going to write that down.
Yeah, that's lore. Put that on the wiki.
It's like how a... Never mind.
Chuck sucks. Okay, cool, enter, 10.
No! Guys,
Control
this time,
S.
Guys, this time we watched Beyond the Boundary.
I love that YouTube channel.
Get the joke out of the way.
We didn't make that joke. Get the joke out of the way.
Woo. We're done.
Woo-hoo. I mean, okay, well, yeah, we're done for now.
I'm going to be upset every time that's brought up. Beyond the Boundary. It was a good show. It premiered fall 2013.
Whoa, wow, really?
Yeah.
That's
cool. It's an old show.
I didn't know it was that old.
And it was made by Kyoto Animation, so we know how much... I'm dying. That how good Kyoto
hey,
Animation
that's my job.
Is. Huh?
Yeah, we do. It's been we watched a couple of them last season, and the first season, right?
Well, we watched K-On. We watched Silent Voice. We've watched K-On. We watched Nichi Joe. We watched Dragon Maid.
That was Kyo too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. That's cool.
And that's all we've watched so far, because we're definitely going to watch more this season.
So we're starting off strong, I see.
I can promise you right now there's going to be at least one more Kyoto Animation show we watch, I think.
And just wait until they make more stuff.
Just wait until they continue making things. Crazy how that works.
Yeah, dude.
Wow.
Wow.
It's almost like we like them.
Now hit me with that info dump, please.
Guys, have you heard of this show before?
No.
Oh.
I hadn't even seen the OP or ED, and they're really good, so it's surprising that I had not.
This is good.
What about you, Pine Yacht?
So I've actually seen screens of the main girl, Mirai Kuriyama, flying across the internet for many years.
Yeah.
And I was always wondering, why is this girl so sad looking? And then, why does this girl have blood on her hands? And I said, why does she have a giant red sword? I had so many questions, but I never had the impulse to just look it up. But hey, there's a first time for everything. And, you know, it's pretty good, because I've been meaning to watch it for ages now. And what is it, 2020 now? I think I've...
It is 2020. Congratulations. That's how years work.
Yeah, it's like, you know what? I'm going to leave. That was awfully rude of you.
Welcome back.
Old. We got an old man.
No, how could I be old? I'm Pino 3.0. Come on.
We didn't update you since Pino 1.0. You're the same man. You've never changed.
I can't believe it. Dubs are better than subs.
No! Never mind. Upgrade him.
In the next couple of minutes, they decided to upgrade him.
We have now returned to the Fucky Anime podcast.
We kept him on Windows 7 as long as we could.
And then they messed up the background, so then we had to change it.
No.
The backgrounds are important, dude. Just wait.
Guys, this is Beyond the Boundary. It's very good. I... watched it with my girlfriend, Drone, over a year ago at this point. It was a while ago.
Wow.
And now I'm like, you know what? Start of the new season, start of the new... I think it was maybe over 2 years ago. I don't know. I can't fucking read. I don't know what math is.
Wait, then why are we in a literary club?
I told you we can't read.
No, it's the illiteracy club.
See, the thing is, we can't read it, so we just say it's the literary club. but, so, Beyond the Boundary, I watched with her, and now I've watched it again with her, and it was good. So, let's just kind of, just slap into the show, shall we?
Wow, that's not good.
Should we warn about spoilers beforehand?
Yeah, fucking watch the show, asshole.
Very abrasive this season, I see.
This is the season of being aggressively positive about shows.
Okay, about shows, okay. You got me there. All right, assholes, watch it.
So yeah, let's just kind of jump right into it, shall we?
Yeah, let's go.
Yeah, guys, let's talk about that dank animation first. Kyoto Animation. It's very good. So good.
There was only a couple parts where I was like, okay, why are you giving me stills along with really high quality animation? But for the most part, that was only like one or two times. Okay. And the rest of it, fantastic. It wasn't as impressive as like K-On, because K-On, you see them playing instruments and that's like really, really good. This is more like Dragon Maid, you know, yeah. A little more chill, a little more...
Well, not more chill, more so just like not, there's not as many up close and personal shots of hands.
What do you mean? We're not, what are you guys, Yoshikage Kira?
I saw the Mona Lisa when I was 7, and then...
I saw K-On! When I was 2.
I got a boner.
Oh no.
I hope Yoshikage Kira didn't get one with K-On! That's...
Please, no. He would, no. Please, knowing him, Kira. I'm sorry.
Please, Kira, do not.
Well, technically, Kira, when he died and existed, it was 1999, so he wasn't around.
Oh, thank goodness.
Probably, what a bizarre summer, guys.
He probably J-O'd to, like...
Whoa.
Like, Steve Evangelion Jobs. Or something.
What? Steve...
J-O, you know, that's the first letters of his name.
No! What? Yeah. J-O? What?
I told you I'm not in a good place right now. I'm
starting to
drink some more water.
When did you... Your brain is a fascinating thing, Pino.
You guys didn't install me correctly. Come on.
When do we get to rip open Pino's head and look at his wrinkly brain?
It's actually going to be a soft one. So it's not wrinkly. It's all soft.
It's actually smooth. Very smooth. It's an orb inside of his head. It That's is. It. But... Beyond the Boundary.
Gonna, I'm just going to finish up real quick and say that there was a lot more smooth action brain. Than a lot more Kyoani shows, and that was pretty cool.
Yeah, it's you don't really get it that much with most of Kyoto Animation stuff. I know more recently they've been branching out like Violet Evergarden's a little bit more so against their normal ways. Yeah.
Fuck.
Well, because their bread and butter is slice of life,
mm-hmm.
like through and through, but then... Well, also, they did, like, the second season of Full Metal Panic, and that's a little bit more action-y. And recently, with, like, things like Free, which I've talked about on this podcast before, they're really, like, stretching out their creative muscles, and I like that because they're very good at literally everything that they do. So,
The good thing, though, is when you go watch anything Kyo-related, you'll always get the wonderful colors, the wonderful backgrounds, which is what we did mm-hmm. get to see here, at least with the animation and whatnot. Every scene, I feel like, was nice and fluid, at least for my taste.
Yes.
Everything was proportional. I like all the... I like even the scenes of... I'll call them scenes of trippiness because I can't think of the word right now, but when they're... When they're in like alternate dimensions, quote unquote, those are very nice and
inside
to look
the hollow
at. And animated
shadow
pretty well.
Was
yeah,
super
there we
good.
Go. Thank you. Yeah, a lot of those more mystifying
mystical
elements. Thank you, mystical elements were.
I'm
were
just
very
here
good
to be Pino's like crutch in this episode.
Thank you.
But yeah,
but it was very well done.
It's so nice. I didn't write too many notes down, but like the backgrounds, oh my goodness, Kyoto Animation always does so good backgrounds. And one of the really good things about this show is that there's a pretty good variation of locations, which is super nice, because there's some forest shots, there's school, there's like just like outlook, there's a lot of different areas that these people go.
And then, and if I can add, there's even the same areas, but just with the added seasonal changes.
Yes.
Snow and sunset, sunrises, rain, which is really nice to see. Again, like, as long as you're coming back to the same areas, but it looks new or different, that's I appreciate that.
You know? And yeah. Even in the later half, or not later half, in some of the last couple episodes, they use the season as the setting to really portray the different sort of dimensions they were in. Time dimension? Mm-hmm. I don't know. It was confusing.
Yeah. And the Yomu. There were the Yomu. But no, that's super, super good. I really loved the seasons was a really big thing that I actually hadn't thought of that much. But, like, they used winter, they used some fall, like, very loosely a little bit of fall. And they used a lot of, like, spring/summer vibes as well. So, like, it's just so nice.
Yeah.
It's so good.
Well, and they used the whole theme of blooming in the little section where they went to the festival. So, they really, you know, use every element they could make something, you know.
It's very good. I enjoy this show. You know?
I can't even, like, joke at you for complimenting the backgrounds on this one, because even I was like, oh my goodness.
Right?
Yeah.
It's so good.
Blood also felt very bloody, which is good. Sometimes blood feels a little stagnant or a little bit cheesy looking, but this one had rhythm to it. Like, it's weird to say rhythm, but it felt like it had the consistency of blood, especially when on Mirai and you know, coming out and then freezing in place. I feel like those color choices for blood was very good.
It's very nice.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty good looking.
It's pretty sexy.
Sure. If you say so, buddy. I don't know.
That's not the word I would use, but
yeah.
No, it looks sexy.
You accuse me of being sexy. Dracula. I think
I'm Alucard. Just look in the mirror, Pino. I'm you.
I see.
But backwards. I'm you, but from the Southern Hemisphere.
Aren't I from the Southern Hemisphere?
No. Yeah, wait a second.
Wait a second, something's not adding up here.
I'm from Antarctica.
Ah, the Deep South.
Dude, I am
from the Deep South.
He comes from the land down under.
Really down under.
Yeah, where penguins grow.
They grow.
They grow?
They put them in the ground.
Yeah, you gotta water them. They go whack, and then they come out.
He's like, "What are you doing?
What are you doing to me?" But before we get too off topic, let's talk about that. Those voice acting. Did we all watch the sub? Pina, did you?
I thought there
dub?
Was only sub. Nobody told me there was a dub.
There was a dub. I didn't. Want you to watch
lied. You lied.
I didn't lie.
I had to pay attention.
You lied.
I didn't lie at all. How dare you? I never
I knew
said there wasn't.
The movies were dubbed.
I just I just told you to
who
watch.
Dubbed?
The sub. I don't know who actually dubbed. I think Sentai Filmworks.
Hentai.
I think. Don't you...
They did say that word a lot, so...
They did.
They Well, because it means pervert.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're and they pervert. Say that word a lot.
Pervert.
Well, I would have liked to have at least heard the dub myself.
I don't like it. But I'm also very much critical when it comes to shows that I've seen before subbed moving into dubbed and the other way around. So
I love hearing how they all sound in different languages. It's not a guilty pleasure. It's more of a
guilty treasure.
Yeah, that was funny.
thank you. I stole it from the podcast.
It's more of a I love seeing the different perspectives of how they manage to either they can sometimes elevate their original source material or bring it down as we've seen in many cases in the past, which is more often than not.
Yeah. No, from what I've heard, it's passable, but I don't think it matches as much as the original sub does.
Mm. I'd like to find one, a clip though.
Well, you can look it up and talk about miscellaneous.
Oh, yeah.
But for the sub, oh, so good. There were no characters that I was like, this is a bad.
Right. I think I recognized Mirai's voice actor, but I might be mistaken.
Mirai did High School DxD.
See, that's a show I did not watch. Haha, pulled your leg there.
I can't believe you yanked my chain.
Fooled you. I'm no hentai.
They were in Zombieland Saga. I don't think you watched that.
I did not.
No Game, No Life was the queen. Oh, what was she?
The queen?
Yeah.
I mean, that's something familiar, but it doesn't stick out.
Yeah, no, I don't she's not in too many, like, super recognizable shows. She was in Cyborg 009, but that doesn't mean much
to anyone. I guess they all just blend together.
No, I'm a blender.
Oh, she was in Shigeki no Soma. She was the main girl.
Who?
Right? Erina. Nakiri.
Good work, team.
Mirai. Ah, that's who she is. Okay, Strike the Blood. That's where I recognized her voice from. See, I watched that anime, and it's essentially the same thing, but worse. but no, that was not really worse, but it's more fan service. But okay, I recognized her voice actress. I thought I did. I just wanted to make sure.
I always have to look for, like, all of the shows that, like, oh, who does a JoJo voice act, like, does a JoJo, and Hiromi's voice actor does prosciutto.
Prosciutto. You mean the spaghetti?
Yeah, in JoJo Part 5. You could tell because his name's somewhat Italian. And he's also
Mario prosciutto.
He's also
Hey, Luigi, where's my prosciutto?
Fuck you, Luigi.
He's also...
Why you gotta be like that, Mario?
He's also Bon in Seven Deadly Sins, which is a good show up to the end, and then they forget to animate it. Then Bakuto Test, he was also Yuji.
Red Hair Boy.
Yes.
I think we watched that one.
Maybe.
Maybe.
No. Main guy was Seko from Part 5.
Yeah, I like Prosecco.
Spaghetti.
Don't mock me.
Guys, we're losing our minds here. Super Mario in real life.
JoJo
Super Mario Brothers.
Lots of spaghetti.
Okay. God, I can't believe that video.
I love that video. Guys, let's talk about that OST on how good it is.
Oh, yeah,
Jesus Christ, it's
Dude,
so
the,
good.
The battle there's music. That,
yeah. That one there's that one track with the vocals. That's the it's the best one. Don't let anyone tell you otherwise.
Yeah,
I don't know how it goes.
I would never tell him.
But all right, podcast over.
Guys,
don't tell him.
We've finished the podcast. I can't believe it. Like, there's one of the things that is like the best is that there are a couple of tracks where you have like choirs behind this music, and it's just like haunting and perfect, and I love it. Especially the next episode theme where it goes.
Yeah.
Like that. If you put it over the original one, that's what it sounds like.
Exactly like that.
That's it. And man, there's so many just like good songs and so many sad songs. And I'm just like, time to be sad! And that's what happens. Because I'm a sad bitch.
There's some songs that are like, yeah! You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know?
Yeah, you know?
It's so good, though. Also, one more spoiler warning before we talk about it. But freaking the idol song that they just do on episode 6
is pretty good,
it's good. I'm just saying, an idol, just like a random idol song in the middle of your regularly scheduled program, pretty good.
Yeah.
It's going to hold me off until the next Love Live.
Dude, that was the thing, is that when we were watching, I was complaining about, like, man, I just want to watch Love Live. Why do they have to tease this fake idol shit in front
of me? There might be Love Live in our future.
It's in the forecast.
It's in the forecast. In the next several months, perhaps.
If Pino rubs his knee the right way, he'll predict it.
Oh, my knees hurt.
No.
That means we're going to watch Love Live.
Oh, they broke.
Oh, no! Crunchy legs! Nobody likes crunchy legs.
Oh. My chicken wings are now broken.
Uh-oh. I don't know what that means.
I'm eating chicken.
That could be foreboding. Oh, no, you're just hungry. Oh.
It smells like chicken legs. Oh, because you were eating them.
Yes.
That explains everything.
So let's, since we've talked about the OST and chickens quite enough.
Chickens?
Where you are in that chicken? The frying pan. Why don't you go?
Guys, if you didn't watch the filler, remember, it's not canon, so this isn't actually from the filler. Anyway, let's talk about that fucking opening, dude.
Let's dissect it.
Kyokai no Kanata, which means beyond the boundary in Japanese. So
that's a mouthful in both Minori, Japanese and English.
It is,
I'll
right?
be real with you, boy.
Minori Chihara sings it, and oh my fucking god, is it good. Holy
like
shit,
it.
It's good.
I like it.
It makes me cry.
It's good. I like it. It's I think that this is where I noticed that, like, this is going to be a wonderfully animated, wonderfully choreographed, like, cinematography. I mean, series, because you get all the landscapes, you get all these angled shots, and it's very pleasing, at least in my eyes. And you get a lot of what I like is the subway ride there, because it's basically her just like starting out like this adventure. Mm-hmm. She's coming. She's on
the trains.
What is she doing? I don't know.
I want to actually talk about that, because in episode 10, during like the flashback on like how she made it back to, you know, this town and why did she come here, and it's shown during that part before the OP starts, like her calling the bad
Izumi.
Izumi. You're right. And then she's like getting on this train, and then the OP starts. And I'm like, holy shit, this is a big brain play, because she literally sits down, holds the picture, and goes into the tunnel that you see in the opening.
Trains,
and it is god tier.
Trains are always such good symbolism. Like,
yeah, dude. Like, it's
time.
Real. And like they have the flower and the shot of there's so much goodness in the song. And the song itself, super fucking good. The Pino talked a lot about the like the backgrounds and the cinematography. One of my favorite
shots
was the one with the mirror for like checking to see if anyone's coming. The car mirror, whatever the hell you call it.
Yes.
The curvy one.
And the curvy one?
Yeah.
The one the eye fish, like that.
Yeah, the
eye fish
one. Yes.
Okay.
The fish eye, not eye fish.
There we go.
We're going insane.
No, it's because I'm just transmitting my cold to you guys by a grammar.
Pino's got cold feet, everyone.
Oh, I'm wearing socks though.
Yeah, that's why they're cold. You shouldn't have dipped them in water before you put them on.
I mean, I was running in that underground well that Aki was running through in the opening.
Dude, that's the single scene that makes me like want to start crying, and I will occasionally. Just like seeing him run in that sewer, oh fucking fuck me, my heart. But so this opening is kind of split into two different segments. The first segment's the first verse, as well as just all the characters kind of going through daily life on the train and whatnot. But then the core starts building up, and then it shows like everyone fighting and doing their cool powers and shit, and it's so well animated, and I'm just like, damn, this is good. This is a good show, guys. I really like this show, if you don't know. Guys, Hiromi does his like little like hand thing and blows up everyone. Aki's running in the freaking
sewer.
The sewer. It's so fucking good. And the song like matches that hype with it, and it has all the characters in my heart. One of my favorite
You kind of get what you signed up for with this opening. At least I think personally. I think it does a good job saying, "Hey, yeah, you're going to have like your daily life, but check this out."
One of my favorite things about this opening is actually Mirai is never shown fighting. She's only shown in the train and getting off the train, which is
I
think
most of the fighting.
Huh?
Doesn't she do most of the she does most of the action in the show.
In the show, yeah. But not in the opening, which I think is a really cool choice, because Because the whole opening surrounds her taking this train ride. So having her stay in that train, not appear any other time, I think is a really cool choice that they did. And man, like her that. Holding the picture, and it's so good. I just really love it.
It's pretty good.
Guys, it's pretty good.
It's pretty good.
It is real good.
Ugh, man.
You know what else is pretty good?
Maybe. That ED?
Oh, that ED is so good.
It might be the best ED ever. What?
I was going to say water. Okay, yeah, this ED is pretty good too.
No, so Daisy by Stereo Dive Foundation.
Daisy?
Hi, I'm Daisy!
I had to be the train Thank to you. Lead you to that joke. I'm sorry.
But, this is one of like my top three endings of all time.
I like this ending. The it's colors, very creative. Dude.
It's yes. very, like, this is, albeit there's not so much animation, but that's a good thing.
Yeah, it doesn't like, need
it's
to
not
have a
in
lot.
Your face. It works so well with what it is. The ending is used multiple times to lead into it. Like, they play the audio first, mm-hmm. and then they show it, and I'm just like, this is so fucking good.
Yep, I love stuff that like shit. That. I think Darling in the Franxks did that a couple times, but it's but done I, but, so much
but Darling
better
Darling
in
the Franxks is bad, so yeah, exactly. we don't talk about that. Like, they do
Why
it in
don't we
JoJo.
Just bring up JoJo?
Yeah, exactly, because they do it all the time, and like, oh. it's just so good, though. Like, the song is so good. It shows her hand reaching up with, like, all the different flashing visuals. And it shows her, like, trying to walk with, like, all of her friends be part of something. And it sees her, like, reach longingly for it and, like, have everyone walking by her. But she has, like, the isolation that you hear about her later in the series, you know, being called there and lying and not telling anyone why she was there for Beyond the Boundary. And, like, her reaching out to Aki and... Oh, it's so good. It just makes... This is probably the thing that makes me want to cry the most, like, of all time. Oh, and there's heavens. A lot of... There's, like, a lot of flower visuals, and, oh, man, it's just so good. And it has all the characters and so many pretty colors. I just love this. This ending is so freaking good, and if you want to see how good of an ending can be, watch this one and watch Kekkai Sensen's ending.
I like the guy's voice. It's a pretty
yeah,
good.
Yeah, it's so good, right?
I think it fits perfect very well. Tone. It's got that ending theme vibe. We're all desperately seeking with endings where it's like, hey, it's so you know,
it's over.
Your suffering has ended. I mean, the episode's over.
Yeah, no.
Go home.
You can go cry home. Now. I mean, you can stop crying now.
Yeah, you can stop crying now, and then you're like, oh, I'm still crying because this ending's so good, and I'm like, oops,
still
there's
that would be a story to tell.
The horizon, like, images when she's face when we see her facing towards the sky. I like that part the most. It's again, it's all beautifully colored, all beautifully not. I guess I wouldn't say animated. All beautifully drawn, but it's simple and it works.
And
especially if you like take that time to animate all that hair moving. So
yeah, you can tell Kyoto Animation has a field day with all these shows, but especially. At the end, where Mirai does a little, like, smile, oh, my heart breaks every time. It's just the cutest fucking thing. Guys,
there's too much heartbreak good. In this show.
Guys, this show's just really good.
Was it?
You'll find out in a couple moments.
Guys, that was a good section. Do you want to talk about the plot now?
Yeah, go ahead. Lay it on me.
Guys, I'm going to lay it on you. So, basically, the what?
Oh, you're laying it on? Go ahead.
Yeah,
I mean, there's no
on.
Stopping it now.
The world in which the story takes place and is inhabited with creatures called Yomu, which literally translates to catastrophic dream.
Oh.
Ah.
Which, basically, are evil spirits. Let's just say, just to make it easier for everyone. And there are people called Spirit World Warriors, the SWWs, that that basically fight these and kill them for profit.
It's not Yu Yu Hakusho.
To protect. It is not Yu Yu Hakusho.
Not
I
at
promise.
All.
Yusuke, where are you? Yusuke.
No.
I miss Yusuke.
Guys, remember that time when we watched Yu Yu Hakusho? No one else does because no one watched that fucking episode.
Damn, but dude, that
let's continue.
Hurts.
So we meet Aki, who is the invincible half Yomu, who's half Yomu, half human, because his mom's a freak. And
yeah, continue.
And basically what happens is a girl named Mirai comes to kill him, essentially.
Yeah, and he doesn't know that.
Well, he does know that when she stabs him.
Yeah, because she's just like, hey, yeah.
Oh, I thought doesn't,
that she was no, just... Doesn't, what?
I no. thought she was just stabbing him for fun, and that's why
he no, nonsense.
Well, I only stab for goofs, but you know, that's just me.
She just didn't want to be called a bispectacle beauty. And then, you know, it just triggered her. You know, there's always some trigger words. And then
and she just went, she went ham. Bispectacled was the one.
Yeah. That was it. She, I'm a bispectacle. She's unispectacled. And so he gets stabbed.
If she was unispectacled, then she would be wearing a monocle.
Yeah. You know what? I think she'd look better with a monocle.
Would she?
I mean, she'd look cute.
I don't know about that.
If you disagree, please send us an email.
Regardless, she keeps stabbing him, but he can't die.
He's like, ow. Yeah.
He's like, ouch, owie. And then he's like, I'm going to take you to this Mexican restaurant. And Pino said, this is my culture. How dare you? And then after that, basically she stops.
How dare you not leave a good tip there, Mariah?
I was your waiter that day. How dare you? But
dare you, man.
What, ooh, I hear some jangles.
Yeah, she's itching.
I'm itching, dude, for a scritching. But after she basically gives up and stops stabbing him, the hollow shadow comes in, which is a big Yomu that's scary. And it'll hurt you.
It's scary.
But once you do the scariness, Aki and Mirai go and fight it. Mirai, because she actually has... She basically killed Yui, who was her adopted sister, close enough, who was possessed by the Hollow Shadow. And so, first off, what the hell is the deal with
airline food? Yeah, I'm sorry. You said it. You said the words.
No, if I said the words, I would have been, what's the deal? And then you could have let in.
No, you don't need the accent to make it funny.
What's the deal with Kyoto Animation making all these characters Yui?
Oh, what's the deal?
No, but...
What's the deal with this girl being part of a cursed bloodline?
Uh-oh.
Literally.
Literally, just stop having blood. And then you won't be part of it anymore.
What is this? Yu Naruto show? Is this Sasuke? Please clap.
Got him, dude.
So, during this part, isn't that her name?
Mirai.
No, so Sakura is the sister of Yui, who's like, uh-oh.
Uh-oh, you killed my sister.
And she had a sloopy sloopy weapon that eats up the Yomu. And basically they fight it.
That was a cool like little like chain like chainsaw spear weapon. Chainsaw that was kinda cool.
Gun thing. It was felt like a Final Fantasy weapon.
Yeah.
We knew it. I knew where you were going. But so they fight. She loses. Aki gets possessed by the Hollow Shadow. He gets stabbed, he becomes the Yomu dude, and then he blows up a lot of things. Mirai hugs him. We're all living. And then there was an idol episode, which was very good. It made me giggle a lot. One of the things that I want to talk about is how well they integrate comedy without it being a full comedy show. Because it's not... You're not inundated with jokes, I feel.
I can agree for the most part until we reach the last couple episodes. I think that might have been... I don't know. As soon as I started getting to the last... like 10, 11, and 12. 12 being the most, at least for me, the one with the most, I guess, guilt with this. I felt like they were forcing the comedy a little too much on 12, but every other time, it was pretty okay. Like, I was like, okay, but 12, I'm like, come on, guys. You're about to die. Somebody's gonna die.
I never really felt that, even in episode 12, but you can have your own wrong opinions.
These are correct, because if it makes me uncomfortable, it must be true.
Yeah, so there's a couple points where they were clearly trying to be funny, but I don't know if they were just trying too hard or if the jokes just just didn't land with me.
Maybe. Like, it was one of those two.
All the jokes about little sisters, like, they do it all the time. Mm. And it starts to wear pretty thin.
Well, that's a character trait. I can agree with that, at least.
But yeah. It's a one-trick pony.
No, his second trick is putting his hands on his hips.
That was funnier, though. No, putting his fingers through little his shoulders, waist. That was funny. I like that. Yeah. I missed that.
Yeah,
even when it came back at the end, I was like, hee.
Now, but, one of the funny jokes was when he was looking through the peep like glass telescope periscope thing, and his whole face was tanned besides the little bit that he was looking
through. I like that. But he's that made on his little sister.
I just went hee hee. But regardless, there's some funny bits, and then Beyond the Boundary happens, which there's a whole bunch of convoluted things that happen to lead up to this. And Beyond
there's a
the
PU.
There is a PU. Guys, this podcast is about to enter a PU, a podcast universe.
We're going
to
fucking hit de facto speed.
Guys, the de facto speed is us trying to finish this episode as fast as possible so Pino doesn't die.
Pressing the A button as few times as possible.
Guys...
But
how
TJ
can you...
Henry Garbalax, how can you get into a PU with that many episodes?
Well, a podcast is a podcast. You can't say it's only
half a podcast.
Oh man,
guys,
love that
one
video.
Person's gonna get that joke. So let's continue on. So Beyond the Boundary basically comes every 1,000 years and is like, hey, humans, stop being so bitchy. And
yeah, feeds off of human emotions, but the negative ones, correct? Like,
yeah.
It's the animosity, the hatred, the anger. And I found that pretty interesting. I mean, they made the cliche work, and I like that.
How come there aren't any ones for good memories? Unless there are.
Is this a theory?
More on that later.
Well, you said moron. Anyway, Beyond the Boundary happens.
Got him.
And Mirai stabs the dude, Aki. And
he goes, ow.
And he goes, oof. And she takes Beyond the Boundary and then goes up into space and fights Beyond the Boundary for a while. Aki comes out of a coma. It's like, oh, shit, dude.
This He's like, is oh, weird. I had a most wonderful dream. But it was sad.
You must have. It's been 3 months.
Yeah. And then after that, we go to Beyond the Boundary, we meet his mom again, we love the mom, and go up into space. They fight it. He has, I was talking about his hand, and I thought it was just like, if he went to the store and only bought one Hulk hand instead of two.
What?
And moving on, after that, they fight Beyond the Boundary, they win. And after that, Mirai disappears. Spoilers once again. Spoilers, spoilers, spoilers. Because Aki took Beyond the Boundary back, and then there's a whole ending scene where it basically seems like Mirai's gone, and then the ring disappears from Aki's hand. He's like, oh shit, dude. And then he runs upstairs and sees Mirai with no glasses on. That will become important later. And then he puts on the glasses, and then that's the end.
I don't get the ending.
The ending's a bit squishy.
Squishy.
What do you mean?
My brain goes squish whenever I think about it.
So is that Mirai or not? Like, I'm not joking.
So it's never confirmed. We don't know. So Garb has one way of thinking. I have the other way of thinking. Garb, you go first.
I think that she is a Yomu that either came from Aki, his Yomu half might have just split off and become one thing. Or maybe she's a new sort of creation as part of Beyond the Boundary. But I think she's Yomu. And because, you know, Yomu exists from human thoughts. And maybe it's not just negativity. Maybe positive ones could make her into a people again.
Fascinating. And Chuck, what's your thinking? Because I still can't wrap my brain around any of this.
So my thinking was that with Mirai, so you know how basically Aki split into two pieces, the Yomu and the normal human, like how we did with Beyond the Boundary. The same thing happened with Mirai.
Wait, technically, weren't there three?
Huh?
Remember, there was the Aki that was like a puppet.
Well,
was...
see, that's what I'm saying, because there was that puppet Aki that was made with Beyond the Boundary, and I think Mirai also went into a coma or something like that. And then this is a, like, the real Mirai, and the one up and beyond the boundary was made for, you know, whatever things through beyond the boundary. Obviously, this is a fucking big extrapolation. And the big thing about that is Aki has her glasses. And,
well, he was planning on purchasing glasses, right?
Well, yes, mm-hmm. but she, like, her glasses, like, Mirai's glasses were sitting on the chair next to his, like, hospital bed.
Uh-huh.
And with that, those were the ones that he had, or, like, those were the ones, or he bought the new pair, whatever. Okay. And she doesn't have those glasses. So, like, I think that because she doesn't have those glasses, she had to have existed in some of the world passed beyond the boundary, because beyond the boundary Mirai still has the glasses.
I'm so fucking confused.
Right?
Okay, so yeah. Here's my theory. Remember when the explanation of, the Izumi told Mirai, hey, you got to kill Aki because it's the only way to... that was your contract, and that's what we had to do. And then she told her, there's another way. You can save Aki, but, you know, you'll die, obviously. Somewhere in between that, I think it might have been episode 10 or 11, they explained that when she stabbed Aki, she was consumed by Beyond the Boundary, meaning that they were both basically now, like, intertwining, fusing in a way. Like, her blood was inside Beyond the Boundary.
Okay.
Yes. She disappeared as soon as Beyond the Boundary disappeared. But Aki obviously took Beyond the Boundary back in himself. I'm not saying it's all in his head,
mm-hmm.
but it might be all in his head.
It could be. We don't know.
Yes. I don't like my theory, but that's the only one that makes sense to me. It's a lot sadder, but that's what I think. But I don't want to think that. I like both of yours a little bit better.
Yeah, cool. Epic.
I don't know which one I agree with.
If you had a different interpretation, then you're email wrong. Us.
At no, the you're Funky wrong. Anime Podcast.
That's sure bakayish.
Funky Anime Podcast at gmail.com. Guys. Contact the Funky Anime Podcast.com.
Guys, now that we've talked about the plot, let's talk about some sticky characters now.
Yeah, let's go. We can dig into further in the plot with these characters too.
You gotta dig a little deeper, find out who you are. You gotta dig a little deeper. Nobody gets this reference. Okay, first one, Akihito Kanbara. I never even knew. I'm just gonna call him Akihito.
Akihito Kaiba. Wait, no, that's
Kaiba. S-A-O. No,
Katsuhaki Matsu Man.
I'm going
to Tatsumaki Seppuku. K.O.
Guys, Akihito's a good fucking character. He got blonde hair. He like glasses.
Yeah, he's got that thing for fetish. I mean,
that
wow,
thing for fetish?
Head, he's got that fetish for glasses. My brain is not working today. I apologize.
I can tell.
I got a little sick of the glasses thing by the end.
Nah, just, I love glasses.
It just, I agree with what he's preaching, but he goes on a little too long about it.
Yeah, no. I didn't like especially the part, like, I get why he said it as part of his character, but he's like, I got to do it, because I'm a pervert. I was like, oh my God, are you serious? Like, I get it.
I just think it's endearing. I just think it's endearing. I like it. I don't know. Maybe it's because I'm the pervert here, but...
Maybe because I wear glasses and I felt unpleasant.
Maybe it's because Pino, I love you.
How unpleasant.
But yeah, Aki's a really fun character. I really think he's great. There's a lot of funny moments with him. He's good. He just makes me happy.
Man. Family Guy funny moments.
Don't you dare sully this episode with Family Guy funny moments.
Hey, Akihito.
Hey. I can't. I can't do it. I can't bring myself.
Yeah, I won't. This episode will go dead silent as I fly over there and actually kill you. Anyway, Aki's a good character. I think he's real fun, and he's a cute boy.
He definitely developed
Yeah, he developed a lot from episode one. I like that.
Yeah, I like,
or at least he opened up a lot more. Because at first I was like, okay, he's your typical happy guy, and then I'm like, oh, he's a monster too. That makes him a little cooler.
Do I look like a normal person? Oh, fuck me up, dude. That's so good.
Yeah, dude. This man is already, at least if you were to think of in the world that he's lived in, he's already developed into a person who knows what he is and what what he wants to be, and that's the positivity man. Trying to be happy. It's you're like me. Don't be like me. Be like Mimi. You know what I mean?
He grew yaoi hands, and I didn't like that.
There were so many good hand animations in this show, and I'm just like, this is a good show.
Yeah, but his fingers were too long.
Guys, I have long fingers.
I have short fingers.
I don't have any comment.
Okay. I thought you were going to say you didn't have any fingers.
I was like, uh-oh.
Shoot. How'd you type?
Like this.
Wait a second, that's a horse.
Nay.
Don't let this horse in my room.
That was galloping on my keyboard.
No, why did he step on my priceless laptop? Now I'm going to have to buy a new one with the Patreon funds. Guys, now that we've talked about the person who does know who he is, let's talk about the person who doesn't know who they are. Let's talk about Mirai. Mirai's fucking cute as hell.
What a nice cinnamon bun.
She's baby. She's baby.
What a nice cinnamon bun.
Yeah, she's a pretty cinnamony. I would have to agree with you on that one.
She is cinnamony. She's
amazing. And a little bit of a bun as well.
Hmm. Guys, she's fun. I like her.
Underclassman, blood type O, which is good to know all you donors out there. Blood type O.
But she's the cursed bloodline gal. She got a blood sword, which is real cool. I like it. I like her powers. I like how she's sad because it adds character development. I think she's just a cute character.
I'm glad she got happy at the end. That was the main thing, because she was just sad the entire time. I was like, girl, come on.
When she was like, oh, I'm happy I was alive. I'm like,
I was happy. I was like, girl, you did it. You did it. I'm proud of you.
It's so good. I love this. I love her. She's cute and she's just wonderful. She tried to make
her design is real nice. Her design is real nice. Her pink jacket, her pink hair, these glasses, the eyes, especially the focus on her eyes sometimes in the episodes were great.
It's I was like, look at that, dude.
Yeah.
Pink.
Wow. Who'd have thought that Kyoto Animation knows how to make characters look good?
Nonsense. They're just amateurs. Amateurs. They would not know.
What is this amateur hour?
What is this? Get off the first anime? Get out of here!
How about another anime, Murray?
Get this off my screen.
I've been telling you, I sit down, I drop my pants, and I watch anime.
Get these Japanese letters off of me.
Oh no. What Murray, all of that, oh no.
What Murray were you referring to?
Oh, I was referring to the Murray from Joker.
Uh-oh, I was thinking about a different Murray.
You get what you have and deserve. Blop, blop.
Blop, blop. Uh-oh. Guys, let's talk about Mitsuki Nase now. Mitsuki, good character. Mitsuki baby as well.
I like her. She started off as somebody I was just like, oh, she's gonna be the annoying type that's just like mean to everybody. But really, she's just the youngest of the family, and she's just always left behind, and always has to do her stuff. She's up at the end. She's like, I don't want to be the house sitter. I was like, damn, I know how to feel, dog.
I think put up with the least amount of bullshit. Like, she was fed up with everything. You know?
Yeah. She was very direct, except like, for with the lanterns, which was one of her best scenes. She was very cute about it.
That hurt my heart. That whole episode just made my heart. Like, that was a funny episode at the beginning, and then very sad at the end.
That's how they get you, dude.
That's how she opened up, and that was the episode I very much said, this is a good character. Because at first she was just serious, very frank, very forward, but she's a kid. I mean, she never had a childhood because her family's like a famous, spirit warrior clan of some sort. And, going to see the lanterns with Mirai was very nice to see because she was also excited, you could tell.
Yeah, it's very good.
Mm-hmm. She's the one who surprised me the most because the last black-haired person we saw in a Kyo anime animated series was a real asshole.
Yeah.
If you remember with Silent Voice, I didn't like that. So I'm glad that she wasn't mean.
It wasn't me.
She wasn't mean. She was very nice.
I mean, she was a little mean, but sometimes you gotta be a little mean.
Sometimes you gotta be a little bit sassy.
I mean, she cares. Yeah, she's sassy. The other girl was straight up an asshole, but she's just like, poke fun at you. Make fun of the fact you like me, bro.
Guys, let's talk about Hiromi. I love that.
Hiromi, Scarf Boy. He's funny.
He's a good boy.
He's got a thing for his sister. I'm a little past that for now.
Which is a little bit rough, but like I'm okay with it because I'm not okay with it, but I'm okay with his character because I like his character.
Yeah, he's a good character.
He's strong as fuck, boy.
Yeah. And that scar on the back, oof.
Yeah, the scar on the back is so badass.
Talk about hard.
Scar on the back, scarf on the neck.
Guys, scarf my neck, dude.
Dude, he wore a scarf. I was like, dude, I wear scarves.
Dude, I was like, legit. Oh, dude, me too.
Sometimes it gets cold outside.
Yeah.
He gets cold all the time. I love Hiromi. He's such a fun character too. Yeah.
He pairs very well with Aki and with their likes and dislikes.
Gotta put his hand.
Which at the start it seemed like they were like rivals in a sense, but I'm glad that they were just friendly guys just having fun.
Yeah, they're just pals, guys being dudes. What's better than that?
Two guys on a boat.
Guys, I'm
on
a boat.
The moon.
Two friends in a boat.
Guys, I put the boat on the moon. Anyway, guys. Let's talk about a couple other people, shall we? Give me 2 seconds.
Hold up.
I was still talking about Hiromi.
Then talk about Hiromi, baby.
Stall while Chuck finds more characters.
I very much enjoyed his dedication, his loyalty to the family. The way he looked up to his sister, as he revealed to us, and the fact that he would protect his family at all costs, especially his little sister. Obviously, a little weird, but, you know, who wouldn't protect family at that point?
Yeah.
Very smart, very intuitive. Him and his sister both were very, very much the investigators when it came to some matters. But I very much like the actions Hiromi took with everything with the Beyond the Boundary incident.
Yeah, I really liked at the end when he's like, oh, Hiromi took over the Nase family. But he's like, shut up, grandfather, I know. And I'm like, yes, boy, put your foot down. Hell yeah.
Yeah, put that boomer in his place.
Yeah, fuck you, boomer. Guys.
Oh.
He goes, oh, and then he died.
Didn't have a heart attack right then and there because he is old.
Because he's old as fuck.
He is old and does not like new things.
I am young. I like new things because I am young and full of vigor. That's a good video.
I like old things.
Guys, why can't I swipe my phone?
That's all right. I'll get you with the next character. Father. Let's talk about
guys.
Let's switch gears to a villain now.
Oh, fuck, dude.
Let's talk about Fujimiya Miroku.
Oh man, what a fucking asshole!
Anytime you see these Kyo anime, if you got glasses, actually no, that was that. I don't wait. Who did Erased? Erased was somebody else, right?
Yeah, Erased was definitely somebody else.
Well, whenever you watch anime and you see a creepy
glasses and
guy,
driving gloves, don't trust them.
Yeah, he had gloves. He the warning signs were there.
I don't know what it is about him, but he just didn't. I feel like he wasn't there a whole lot.
He was not there a whole lot.
I didn't really give a shit about him.
He showed up in like episode 2-ish, and he was talking to some lady, and I was like, ah, he's gonna be here for some reason, but I have no reason to care at the moment.
Yeah,
and he shows up like episode 6 or 7. I'm like, ah, okay, he's gonna be bad, isn't he?
Yeah. And well, then, you should know immediately that.
I don't know. I didn't really give a shit about him.
Yeah, I feel like they didn't develop, at least they developed the kids in this series a lot better than the adults, I believe. They left you with more questions with the adults than answers, at least in my opinion. Like, again, spoilers for another section here. It's revealed that both Fujima Miroku and the big sister, who we'll talk about, I guess,
Izumi.
After, Izumi, are actually part Yomu as well. Or full Yomu.
No, they're part because they're part. They like they're possessed, quote unquote, possessed. By them.
Yeah, and I was just, I wanted to at least know more about why, the motivations, their history. But again, the series was more focused towards the story of Aki and Mirai rather than the rest of the world. It did add a good mystery. It did add a good little way for me to be like, like where this is going. But I would have loved to see a lot more development of the world. Though I do understand it's a more self-contained story than that.
Yeah.
I just wish he wasn't only like bad guy. You know, he didn't seem like he had something he thought was a good thing to do, but was bad for everyone else.
There was I didn't feel drive or any motivation that I could initially point at. It's
just like
oh,
I'm the bad guy.
Because I'm a Yomu.
He's like, I have a Yomu in me.
Hey, remember that little girl? This is her spear.
I'm going to take that spear.
And then he gets yeeted, or he doesn't get yeeted. He just disappears, right?
Yeah, he just dies.
He yeets appears.
Oh, yeets appears. I hate yeets appearing. Isn't that the official term for being yeetsukai'd?
Yes, it is now.
Guys, you
yeets appear to get yeetsukai'd.
You got yeetsukai'd, dude. But now that we've talked about one of the dudes, let's talk about Izumi. Because Izumi is a good
character.
That mole
on her chin? Look at that. Oh.
Oh, art.
Dude, all of her scenes were great. Yeah. Even the ones where she's not doing any action. She's she's very... what is the...
Stoic?
I was going to say stoic. I wasn't sure if that was the correct
word. It's a good word.
Okay, yeah. She's very serious. She knows her role in the series. She knows her role as the... Well, in the series, the current head of the household in the Nase family.
She wears pants.
Yeah, even though she's wearing skirts most of the time.
I don't have any complaints about her. I liked her.
Yeah, yeah, she was fun. I thought she did an excellent job. Yeah, I didn't hate her because like I feel like before you got the entire picture, you're like, oh no, Izumi is the bad guy. No, she just did her part. She's just like, I contacted you. You are here to kill him. Okay, don't get close to him. Okay, you didn't listen. Don't get close to him.
And even
last warning.
Even if you do consider her like a bad guy, like you just said, Pino, she did give fair warning, and she was doing what she genuinely believed was right. She wasn't, trying to just be evil. You know?
Yeah, she even explains herself to Aki at the end,
she's
I was just like,
"There's no other way." Yeah,
I mean, you know, I think Thanos did nothing wrong, so I don't think Izumi did anything wrong either. But no, all her action scenes were great. Her scene with her brother and the bad guy in the white room, that was real good. I'm just upset she disappeared. I wanted to at least explore more of her character. But again, self-contained story.
Yeah, it happens. Yeah, I like her. She's a fun character. Very interesting. Probably one of the most interesting characters in the show. And it's full of a lot of really interesting characters.
Yeah,
so that's
she's mysterious. And that's
mysterious.
Cool.
Mysterious. Guys.
Yeah.
Let's talk about Nino.
Nino Kuni?
No, not that one.
Nino
the other
Nakano?
One.
No, not that one.
Nino from Fire Emblem?
No, not that one.
Oh. You mean Nino the teacher?
Yes.
Ninomiya Shizuku.
Yeah, dude. She's so freaking good. I love her. She doesn't get that much screen time, but man.
I wish they explored her more. She was great. The moment she saw her,
I wish
I could explore
her more.
was she the one that had characters written on her face in red?
The kanji.
Okay.
Yeah.
The moment I saw her, I'm like, that's teacher vibes if I saw it anywhere.
And she even threatened to kill someone. That was pretty cool.
Yeah, I'm just like, if my teacher's going to kill somebody, dude, let it be me.
Honestly, dude, just crunch me, dude. Just
crunchitize me, Nino. Is that our thumbnail? Just Nino's face on top of Crab Crunch?
Please. No, just a high heel and Pino's face.
A high heel. A high heel and cereal.
Honestly, dude. Guys, she's a fun character, though. She punches good. One of the things that I actually really enjoyed about this show is that a lot of the characters are girls, but they're all, like, strong girls. There's no, like, weak pussy shit here. Like, they're strong women, and I'm like, hell yeah, dude.
Yeah, dude, more power to them.
I feel like Thor in Thor Ragnarok, where it's, like, a group of women, hell yeah. Like, that's how I feel.
I want another.
I like this so much, I'm going to have it again.
Oh my god, not again. But no, yeah, all the women were very, very strong. I like that. They had their they made money. They made the bread. That's the best part.
That bread, boy.
The only thing I didn't like, and it's not that, it's not no points against the show, but like, who would say like, nah, girl, I ain't hanging out with you, Nino. I'm flaking on you. I'm like, why would you flake? She could hunt you down if she wanted to. But also, she bad. As
but also, AD. She thick as fuck.
Yeah, dude. I get crunched by the thigh.
Right? I'm telling you, get crunched.
Yeah, dude. If guys, I was a young woman, that'd be the way to go.
2020, you're the crunch, dude.
2020, get crunched.
Get crunched.
Get crunched. Crunch.
We're going to sell merch that says get crunched.
Get crunched.
Get crunched. Anyway, let's talk about Yayoi Kanbara, which is Aki's mom.
Yayoi. Oh, wait, sorry.
Nope, not that one. Not that. Not a skeleton.
Gotta say, Yayoi. She's really got it going on.
She's, yeah, she doesn't show up entirely too much, but when she does, she does, she think she's just make it funny.
I think it's a total of three times, and one of those is in person.
Yeah, yes. She's so good, though. Yeah. I love her.
I didn't think she was going to be the same way she was in her letters, but
she was.
I didn't mind that she wasn't.
I thought that she was. That she was going to be a real demon, and not a yomu. I mean a demon.
And she dressed up as one, though. She was a little devil girl at the end.
Yeah, I was like, yep, she's a demon. She's not a demon.
Maybe you're not able to move your tail like that. That's incorrect.
She's a demon.
It's wonderful. I love her.
It's such a contrast to everybody else.
Yeah, and it works so well.
Yeah, and it you get to see Aki's real kind of like, I guess, real self, like quote unquote.
Yeah,
this is what he. Mom, stop! I'm getting naked in front of my friends.
I'm gonna get naked in front of my friends.
Mommy,
Marge, but Aki.
I don't care, guys. Let's talk about Sakura now.
That's not radical.
Sakura is great. She got little buns on her hair, and she had a big chain weapon at first, and then she didn't.
You know what is great? Buns in hair.
Yeah,
and dude. That is all I have to say about that.
You know
and
what's great? Not expressing any emotion, but then expressing emotion. That's pretty cool.
You know what's great? Book. Wearing a biscuit shirt.
Dude, you know, biscuit shirt, top tier. That's Toriyama level shirt. Okay.
You know what's cool? Red eyes.
Mm.
And yellow jacket.
Red
they
eyes,
compliment each other really.
Red
really,
eyes. Oh, fuck me up, dude.
Red eyes, demon girl. Yep, all about.
You
it.
Know what's great? Chainsaw weapons.
Oh, yep. Chainsaw weapons. That's
that's a good chainsaw.
Dude, she's practically a Bloodborne character.
Bruh, I can't believe I made her in Bloodborne and they put her into anime.
You know what's not cool?
What's not cool?
Calling somebody's food disgusting after they saved you.
That was kind of rough. But that's
well, that was a little mean.
At least she was honest.
But at least she did eat it at the end.
My favorite thing about her was like just wanting to go back to bed. I'm like, fucking mood. Me too.
Yeah, dude. Not even my house. Not even my bed.
I go sleep.
Anyone wearing a biscuit shirt, they get to go back to bed. It's just fact.
It's true. That's the facts. Guys, we got two more I want to talk about before we go into the segment that I haven't thought about yet, and I'm going to have to make a split-second decision. Okay. First one is I, who is one of the two main full Yomu characters that we... No, I'm going to punch you. One of the main Yomu characters that we meet. I is baby, like a certified baby. Like
yeah,
there's She has a ID card that says baby on it because that's her baby.
Wait a second, you can't say that because she's been taking those pictures with that one lady. I don't think baby can have certifications for that.
You know how you can have a one true pair? Well, this is one true baby.
Yeah, this is one true baby.
They're all
OTB.
This is all fake. This is all fake news. I watched the anime. You'll see what I'm talking about. Okay,
guys, she's good. She's cute. She's wonderful.
No, she's great, but. It's questionable with the direction everybody went in this show with her. She's a cat, so that's a plus already.
Oh, yeah, she is a cat. Oh, yeah, they were making nude jokes, and I was like, please.
And then it was the cat, and then they showed a real nude, and I was like, uh-oh.
Yeah.
Woo, woo, woo. Is that the police outside? Because that's what's happening. But yeah, she's wonderful. I love her. She's she's like actually baby, and I was so happy whenever I saw her. And I'm then in the Idol episode when she had her own little outfit, I was like, oh my goodness,
dude! All of the outfits in that bit, dude, I can't wait for Animal Crossing, dude.
They knew exactly how to merchandise everything here.
Thinking about those outfits,
guys, she's wonderful. I love her.
That's good.
Guys, she also had really cute blue eyes, and I'm just like, fuck yeah, dude. Blue eyes, hell yeah.
She's also a funny-looking cat. She's a little chubby cat.
She's a little cat with two tails. I love her.
Oh, I didn't even see that there were two tails.
Yeah, there were two tails.
I did not even see.
But you know who has more than two tails?
Dude, she's gonna...
Sonic!
She's gonna fly so high. I wanna fly so high.
Guys, Ayaka now is also a Yomu. She's wonderful, too.
She's a Ninetale from Pokemon. The Alolan version, of course, the white one.
And she went, guys, she's also fantastic. She does takes all pictures the of everybody. No, those bits though with Mirai when she was taking pictures, like those are some of my favorite bits. Especially when she's like, we cannot tell you who are buying these pictures. We have a strict confidentiality. But their initials are AK.
AK, I'm just like, dude, AK-47.
And then another time when Aki was there while she was taking pictures, he was like, how much is for that one? And I'm like, this is so fucking funny. I love it. It's so good. Ayaka's great. She's also very strong and awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's a Yomu too, which is cool. She got a shop.
Yes.
And she wears those little funny-looking sandals I like.
Dude, I wear those, but everyone thinks I'm stupid when they see me wear those.
Do you think that someday she's going to get to be Hokage?
God, I hope so.
Yo, believe it.
Shut up. Welcome to the 53rd edition of Who's the Best Girl, the part of the podcast where each contestant puts forward their choice for the title of Best Girl of the Episode and duke it out for that title of the Best Girl. I messed that one up. Today, our contestants, once again, will never change. Third season running. Pino, Garb, myself, and the Patreon. Who are you each advocating for?
I pick Izumi. Izumi.
I pick... what was her name again? Nino? Mama Dukes.
Nope.
Mama Dukes. Oh.
Yayoi? I pick...
Yayoi.
I am going to pick the easy one. I'm going to pick Mirai. And the Patreon picked Mitsuki. And Mitsuki,
I'm also going to fight for
because I'm the damn Patreon man today, baby. Also, I forgot. Thank you, John, Cosmo, Six Hair, and Sid for being our big cash money winners of the episode. You guys are great. Thank you so much for supporting the podcast.
Thank you, guys.
You make it possible for us to do what we do. So thank you. Guys, who wants to go first?
I'll go first.
Okay.
All right. She's a mom.
Yeah, check.
I rest my case.
You've convinced me.
No, I'm kidding. Let's start.
You've unconvinced me.
Pretty funny character. I appreciate anyone who can make me laugh. You know, it's a pretty good idea.
It's a good quality.
No, you say you don't like me.
I don't. It's okay, Chuck. Okay. Anyway, she also cosplays a lot, which is very questionable, but interesting. It's intrigued me at that point. Also, I don't know why she was a cat, but that cat suit was great. I thought that was wonderful. Also, she's a badass, because apparently she gets stabbed, but she substitution jutsu her way out of there, so that's, you know, it's always handy to have a quick getaway. You know, escape rope is always good in Pokemon games, or, you know, that's a good idea. Also, she's already had a child, so she might not want one, even though I might want one. But, you know, that's supposing stuff. And again, she might be a demon.
Could be.
You know, probably not a good idea, you know? But on the contrary, I gotta say, wouldn't you be embarrassed anywhere you went with her, Pino?
It's my secret, Captain. I'm always embarrassed.
You got me there.
Yeah. Plus, all those postcards. You can just save those postcards and you can watch them for later. You'll never be alone. You'll be like, he's so very funny. And then you just put them away and you forget how to open them. Plus, then you have a kid who's like the big head honcho demon who can protect you. Also say, you live your life, bitch.
Does this make you a Yomu?
No. Makes me Pino.
Ah.
She's pretty good, but she's pretty good. That's all I gotta say.
She's a little crazy.
Hey, you know what? I think you're a little crazy.
You know, that's a good point.
Yeah, I'm a little crazy too. Plus, who's gonna nurse me back to health? Uh-oh. It ain't gonna be Mr. Nosehair.
Oh no. I need to learn to speak up.
Pass me the ketchup.
I should have used Vane. No. She's yeah, good, though. I like
that's
her.
That's my pick. Who's next?
Garbalax?
Dude, listen. Izumi is cool as a cucumber. She's smart. Dude. She's wise. She's of age.
Ooh, she's... that's a good one. That's a good one. I like that one.
Both of ours are of age. That's good.
She can read cards.
Uh-oh.
Even cards Dude. That don't exist or are just
Dude.
Not written.
Huh? Okay. I'm feeling it. Okay.
You feeling it? Dude.
I'm feeling it, dude.
She's calm, collected, and sometimes has to make, tough decisions, and she's good at it.
Dude, yeah. Strongest people at the strongest of wills. I don't remember the Avengers quote. Damn it.
Guys, I don't think enough.
And she's the kind of girl that you could just as easily spend a whole night talking as you would saying not a damn thing. And that's pretty epic.
Cool. Hey, one thing. She has a Yomu inside of her. How are you going to deal with that?
What do you mean? Doesn't concern me one bit.
Okay. Second question. She can freeze you and kill you.
That's fine.
Sometimes you gotta feel a little cold.
Yeah.
What if you want to be warm, but she can only freeze you?
Bacteria doesn't grow in the cold. So
I never freeze.
I'll be clean as a good boy.
You know, what's the Yomu with me? What's the Yomu with you? Got him, dude. What a great joke.
You got Peace it. Good one. We have peaked in this season. Every other episode will never be as funny as that joke.
Thank you. I'd like to thank my Patreon. And by my Patreon, I mean, I don't have a Patreon.
He'd like to thank his personal private Snapchat. And that's it.
Don't ever say that. I thought this was one of those other Patreon Snapchats. I don't do that. Snapchats. I don't do that.
Guys, Izumi's pretty okay, but
okay?
You know who's even more okay?
Hmm.
Her little sister, Mitsuki. Mitsuki's great because she can be mean and also has cute hair and is also the president of the literary club. And also, she's great and that's it. And she's real cute. And she's also strong as hell.
That is true. She's pretty beefy.
And her blood type's AB. So you say AB.
Do we have one?
Yeah, dude. I really gotta remember what blood type I am.
I really gotta find out what
blood type I am. Yeah, I don't remember what mine is. So every time I see, like, oh, blood type, I'm like, I don't know if I'm compatible or not.
I don't know, guys.
I don't know, guys. Also will help me. But yeah, she's very good. She also likes to eat lollipops, which I do too.
Lollipop, you know lollipop.
I feel uncomfortable. Boom, boom, boom.
How unpleasant.
How unpleasant. But yes, she's good. And she also has a little baby. She has a little baby pet.
Oh.
And I'm like, hell yes. Hell yes.
What was the baby? What was the little animal's name? What was it like? No, I was gonna say Chomsky, but that's
Chomsky, dude. It's Chomsky.
Dude, that little rat thing danced, and I was like, dude, what?
Yakimo
is its name, and you know what Yakimo means in Japanese?
Is it Rufus the naked mole rat?
No, it means baked sweet potato, and I'm like, yes. And also, might I add. Mitsuki is Hideo Kojima's favorite waifu.
Wow, really?
Wait.
Per the trivia section of the Beyond the Boundary Wiki, Mitsuki is Hideo Kojima's favorite waifu.
Hold on. I'm going to need some source on that.
I will get you a source right now.
I do not believe you at all. There's no way Kojima said that. That's just crazy. There's no source. Yeah.
Kojima.
Is Hideo...
I didn't know he was such a massive weeb.
Who wrote this wiki?
I wrote the wiki.
You wrote the wiki, so you think that it's
when I looked up Mitsuki, all I found was him visiting Mojang.
Wait, Kojima?
Yeah.
What, he visited Mojang?
Yeah. Dude, is Kojima gonna be in Minecraft?
God, I hope so. It was back in 2016. This update's gonna take a while. but yes, apparently Hideo Kojima loves Mitsuki, which I can appreciate. Thank you, Wiki. Anyway, can anyone disprove this session?
I've got my fingers at the keyboard.
Guys,
she's a little mean sometimes. I don't know if I can deal with people. Pino,
aren't you a little mean?
Shut up! I'm sorry.
I don't believe it.
No, I have no arguments there. She wore sunglasses that one time. That was pretty cool.
Sunglasses are pretty cool.
I wear sunglasses, so it must mean she's pretty cool, because I'm kind of cool.
Wise words.
Yeah.
Words to live by.
Guys, thank you.
Likes to read. I like to read.
She does read. She can read.
I can't read.
Oh, I just learned. It's okay. Oh. Just get hooked on phonics.
Work for me. Thank you, everyone, for getting my funny hooked on phonics work for me joke. Guys, let's talk about Mirai, though. Mirai's so fucking good. She wears glasses. She has pink hair. She's part of a cursed bloodline. I don't know what more you want. She could summon a sword out of blood.
I want her to be alive.
I was upset that she was alive.
That's why I think she is alive.
I was upset. I want a character... If you're going to kill off a character, you got to have the balls to stick
Shut up, Mr. Dragon Ball lover. You can't say shit.
I can't believe they didn't kill off this character. Now make fun of One Piece, please. I want to be included, okay?
Listen. What up, bitch? Dragon Ball is stupid, so it's fine.
Shut up. Mirai's great. She's clumsy. She's clumsy and likes to be hungry. And me too, I'm always hungry.
I'm hungry right now.
I've added her to my protect list.
She is on my protect list. That's why I picked her.
No, I mean, as in she's protecting me because I can't fight.
I gotta say, Blood Sword, pretty gosh darn cool. It's nice and edgy.
She didn't lose her way.
You're right.
They did say I lost my way once and I lost my mind.
Do not stray from the path.
Please do not. Please try and attempt to remain on the road ahead of you.
Thank you, Pino.
Very cool. Guys, if you want to tell us that we're bad, email us at funkyanimepodcast@gmail.com. But I love Mirai. She's wonderful. But email us again at funkyanimepodcast@gmail.com. We do have some emails.
Oh, boy.
Ooh, yeah, no, boy.
Because it's been a while.
Whee.
I don't know which one to start with. When did we last record?
We recorded in...
We recorded after Christmas. Okay.
Yeah, it was like right at 2 weeks ago, I think.
I know what we're doing. Okay. So First one. What do we watch anime on? I watch it on Crunchyroll because I pay for it.
Well, I mean, listen. Sometimes things aren't on Crunchyroll. And
well, yes, of course. When you don't watch Crunchyroll... I can't tell you. Sometimes it's on Funimation.
What do you mean? I watched this on Crunchyroll.
I watched on Crunchyroll.
Yeah, this show specifically, I think all of us saw on Crunchyroll. But we are not affiliated with or sponsored by Crunchyroll.
Well, we could be, though.
Please, Crunchyroll, we could be.
Guys, I got another question.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Do you guys not joke about Garb's love for Chase? Sadie. We do.
No, we always.
This opening does not have Chase in it, so I can't make fun of it. But last one did, and I wrote, "Hey, Chase bad, but Chase is bad."
I can't believe it.
Chase guys,
good. It's not is the bad.
Chase, yeah.
So I got two more. The first one. Huh?
I like it the same reason I like
Shiavase is good, though. Don't compare the two.
He's a bad boy.
Guys, Welcome to another segment of Fuck You Pino.
Whoa, dude. You can't say that word.
Fuck
We're
you,
on
Pino.
YouTube.
This
Whoa.
Is the new, the Dune show, the official second game show of the podcast, where we get sent pictures, and I get to tell Pino characteristics about this character.
And the best part is I'm never wrong.
And the best part is he's undefeated, actually.
Oh, also Garb's here.
give me 2 seconds, because I don't know if we've watched a series with him yet.
Hey, well,
and I know, because you wouldn't know him if you didn't.
Well, joke's on you. I'm quite the anime connoisseur. Yes. I know exactly what anime is.
He's undefeated in Fuck You, Pine.
Oh, yeah, he was in season... Okay, technically he was in this. Okay, first one. This dude has black hair. Long black hair. Well, not long black hair. Like spiky black hair.
Spiky black hair.
Yeah.
Spiky black hair. He said he was technically in.
He's technically in one of the seasons.
I'm checking the website.
So I'm looking at my fingers. Spiky black hair. He said a dude. See, when he says spiky, it makes me think Dragon Ball, but those guys are blonde sometimes, too.
Well, we did watch One Piece episode of East Blue.
We did, and I don't remember any black-haired spiky boys other than Mihawk, but he didn't take off his hat in that one.
Is it Fafnir? It's not Fafnir.
And Fafnir's got long black hair. He says spiky hair.
Okay. Well, he said long black hair, and then he says spiky black hair.
Yeah, so I'm going to say Gohan.
No, not Gohan. Next one. Oh. This character plays volleyball.
Mm. Ah, damn. Jesus. It's Haikyuu. But what is his name? It's not the tall ass one. He probably has the white highlight in his hair. If only I remembered his name.
Too bad I know that name.
I'm just going to fill up space. Is this the king?
No.
King knows her?
It is not Oikawa, sadly, because I love that man so much. This character does not play for Kairosuno.
Oh, okay, so it's another spiky-haired boy. It's the not bald guy. It's the bald guy. It's the guy who's the bald guy's friend.
Yeah?
He doesn't play for Kairosuno.
You act like I know what these teams' names are. Am I gonna lose?
No.
No.
Not
impossible.
On the first episode of the season. Impossible.
Of course not. Never. Does he wear a red shirt or something?
Yes, he does have a shirt.
I don't know any of those red shirt guys' names.
It's almost like there's a database of some kind that you could definitely Nonsense. Not look at. Because
I never look. I never look.
He never
okay?
frees.
I never look. Is it Yui?
No, it's not Yui. This character is holding a cat in this picture.
Holding a cat?
What the? Cat.
Cato.
Gato.
Meow. Meow. Okay. Meow, meow. It's not the teacher, right? It's not like, I know his name. Takeda?
No, it is not.
Damn.
Jeez, what is his the next one is that I didn't post the name of it.
Oh, dude, it's Karu from One Piece.
No, it's not Karu.
Oh, is it Karu? Is it? Oh, I know. It's Tetsu Ro. Ooh.
Kukiro. From Haikyuu. Congratulations, Pino. You continue to be undefeated. No outside help ever.
That was tough. I didn't like that one.
That's why I said, like, technically we've seen him.
I mean, he showed up, like, what, in a couple?
In one episode.
Yeah, like one or two. Yeah. Damn. Y'all are really trying to make me lose. Good thing good thing I have the Byakugan, and I can just see everything 360-degree angles, 24 trigrams, palms, the thing in 24.
Last one, real quick. Who is your favorite JoJo character? This is the last
JoJo
question.
Character. You go first.
Guys.
Okay, it's Joseph.
This is hard.
Which Joseph?
No, I'm kidding. My favorite character is actually, I very much liked Damn it. Can I go last?
Yeah. Mine's either Josuke or Okuyasu, because Okuyasu got his cock erased. Oi, Josuke, I accidentally erased my cock again using the hand.
I think I gotta go Jotaro.
Basic.
Jotaro's pretty good. He's a good character.
Well, because he has so many different outfits and he like changes throughout.
He does. Part 6 Josuke is...
Josuke. Can't believe
it. Jotaro.
But like he's in part 4 as well, and he's cool there. He's just cool all the time because he's a cool dad. And he was edgy once.
He's a cool dad. He's not like the regular dad.
Yeah, no, he's ex cool edge cool dad.
Pino, you have 5 seconds to figure out. All right,
I like Young Joseph a lot.
Young Joseph's good.
Yeah,
he's very fun. He was the most rambunctious, I believe. At least in my opinion, he was more. He was such the contrast to Jonathan that I was just like, I'm in.
Yeah,
I'm in.
That's fair.
He yeeted some guy's finger off in that first episode. I was like, okay, that's you got me.
Guys, I also love the... I don't even know that woman, you fool. You idiot. You better come up here, or I will kill this woman. You idiot.
I don't even know her.
You idiot. I don't even know that woman. I love... So. Guys, he's great. Anyway, if you want to email us, also, most all those were actually from Sadie, so thank you, Sadie, for emailing
thank
us.
Thank you, Sadie.
The best. Email us at fuckyanimepodcast@gmail.com. And now, do we got any miscellaneous?
No.
Pano, did you look up that voice, English voice?
I forgot what I was doing. Okay. No, I'm dying.
It's good. Anyway, do you want to get some rankings for the first episode of season 3?
Yeah, dude. I got mine.
Oh, then go right ahead.
Straight 4 out of 5. It's good. But there were a couple things that overstayed their welcome, but they weren't enough. They only detracted one single point. The things that I did not like only acclimated to that much. And this number means nothing.
None of these numbers mean really anything at this point.
But if you were to pretend that they did, like they did, but they did, it's 4.
No, I'm going to believe you.
I'm also really mad that she didn't permanently die. They faked me out like twice, and I didn't like that.
It was only once.
Once is more than enough.
I'm going to punch you. Hey, Pino. What's your damage?
So, I very much appreciated what I watched. It was, again, something on my bucket list that I wanted to watch for a while. I enjoyed the majority of the episodes. They were very fun. Again, as what Garb said, a couple of things did overstay their welcome a little bit, such as some jokes or, and even some things that just why I wanted to know more of, but they only gave me like a taste, you know? Again, everything was beautiful. The OST was gorgeous. I could stare at any of these episodes all day and be like, oh, that's a good background image. Yo, that's a good background image.
You're right.
Dog, that's an awesome background.
Bruh, that's me every day.
That's what it's like to live and walk around as Chuck.
Mm-hmm. The majority of the episodes were great. I enjoyed the idol episode. It was a nice little, now that I've seen everything, it was a nice little break from all the action that then did happen. It did feel a bit out of place, but I didn't mind it. Usually I'd be more harsh, but I did like what I saw, everything I saw. Again, the humor near the end was a little bit rough, especially with Mirai finding all the books of Aki's number 84 or 103 of just like Judd like rating her glasses and her looks. I was just like, yeah. Okay, Aki, you know what? I like you. Now I'm just a little creepy.
Nah, he's wonderful.
But again, their relationship's very cute. I like all the characters' interactions. I just wish I had more information of the Spirit Warriors and whatnot. But again, self-contained story, I get it. It was good. It was a good complete story, which was nice. I liked the little open-endedness at the end. 4.2.
Nice, respectable number.
Yeah. I enjoyed it a lot. And again, I would watch it again, but I need some time.
Yeah, no.
I might need to watch the movie, though, because you told me
there's
movie.
Yeah, the movie's good as well.
I suspect I'm going to like the movie more, but we'll see.
It takes place after the anime, so
we'll
see. I'm just coming right out of the gate, giving it a 4.7. I love this show. It's so good. There are some things that are rough. The ending's a little bit funky and things of the sort. But overall, I just really love it. It's a joy to watch every time I've seen it. So I think that it's just so good. I just love it. It's great. And I don't know, man. Oh, fuck. I forgot one thing. I'm going to put it in while I'm reviewing it. Uh-huh. In episode 11, mm-hmm. when Aki's going up to Beyond the Boundary and the OP yeah. plays behind it. Oh, my God. That's good.
Oh, yeah, that was
good.
Fun.
It's so good. So good. 4.7. I love this show. It's so much fun. I love it.
Ah. Yeah, no, it's very good. I want to end up in a positive note, so I'll reserve my thing.
No, Pido, stop.
No, I like the show a lot. The pacing near the end was a bit it was a bit fast for me though. Yeah. But I get why. 12 episodes. You know, you got to get everything out. Did they adapt the entire? Like, I know it's a light novel.
There's 3 volumes of the light novel.
Okay. I think that's fair. I think.
Yeah, I don't know if the third. If the movie adapted the third light novel, but I can look that up while you're still talking.
Oh, that's fine. Again, it's just the pacing was a bit interesting. I liked everything up until maybe episode 8-ish.
Yeah.
No, 8, 9 as for the pacing, and then like 10, 11, 12. I was like, oh.
Yeah, the pacing's a little bit rough, but I still think it.
No, I think it still did a great job in what it was trying to do.
It's hard for 12 episodes.
It was just, it was a little irritating that there were a couple episodes where not a whole lot happened, and then they crammed everything in there at the end, but
I don't know. I feel like having that break is good. Like, give me some breathing room, you know? Give me that one, like, kind of, like, character interaction heavy episode.
That's fair.
I just like that a lot, you know that.
But all these characters are phenomenal, which is good. It's good to have characters that you can remember and characters that...
There weren't too many, and that was
good.
Weren't
too many. There wasn't a lot, which was actually really nice as well. You would think that you need, like, a huge cast, but, like, you know, very small ensemble is all you need.
I definitely prefer fewer characters and just really focus on that smaller number. Yeah. That was pretty good.
That was pretty good. Hey, Pina.
All right. Yeah, what's up?
Have you decided what we're going to watch next time?
I don't know if you've noticed, but I've already changed it.
Oh, fuck. Well, I'm not going to spoil it. I'm going to wait.
Bum-bum. Bum-bum. So originally, we were going to watch something else, but due to me being girl fanning.
Fanny packing?
I'm not packing the load. No.
No!
Don't come to the podcast tomorrow.
No.
So I originally wanted to watch something, but since the timing for season 3 was after the date, I was like, you know what? We'll push it back because it's not even cold yet. So I've changed it over. We're going to be watching the first season of A Certain Scientific Railgun. Mostly because two reasons. One, the third season of the Railgun just aired, and third season of the... Actually, like, the original series, like, this is a spin-off series. I'm going to let you boys know. This is a spin-off series of a main one called A Certain Magical Index.
Yes.
Okay.
But since I started watching it as Railgun, like, I started with that. We're starting with that. I thought it was a good way to start. We're going to watch this. I hope you guys have fun. It's one of my favorite shows,
excited. I'm excited. We're doing a lot of good shows this season, so get hype.
Yeah. I don't remember how many episodes, so I'll get that to you boys later. But, this was a good... I like this. This show was great. I was very surprised. Beyond the Boundary. I didn't make another Boundary Break joke because I respected the show way too much to make another one.
It's a really good show. Like, I would highly recommend it. And I hate you if you haven't seen the show and you're this far into the episode.
Just kidding. Go ahead and watch it. Like, it's a good treat. It's a great treat.
Even knowing how it happens, like, I think I might have cried more watching it the second time than the first time.
I unfortunately did not cry. I'm sorry, guys.
It's okay. It happens.
The movie will make me cry.
The movie is also very sad.
I was too confused to cry.
Should I be crying right now?
I was like,
I don't know. But,
I don't know. Kingdom Hearts.
luckily, the person who's now tending to their plants, well, that's Garbalax.
Oh, man.
Garb's Mirai.
Dude, I'm giving him a big ol' sip. He's going to grow big and strong.
Hell, oh. Yeah. The person who's now on the 82nd volume of One Piece, well, that's Pino.
Is that even real?
Yeah, that's the one that just came out with the faces on the side.
Dude. I'm making the face while I'm reading. Because I just got to the page.
And guys, I am still your president and your loving companion. Chuck, thank you.
Who died in the funky anime president.
Thank you so much for making me the funky anime president. I will do great things for this country in 2020. We're going to release a shirt that says FAP 2020. And everyone will buy this shirt. I know it because I have already bought one.
I am great, and I know these things.
And we only made one shirt, so that's why everyone bought one.
So they're sold out.
Every single shirt has been bought because there was only a single shirt.
Dude, this man never goes back on his word. He was right.
I've never lied a day in my life. Thank you so much for listening to the Funky Anime Podcast. We've been the Three Weebros. Make sure to check us out on all of our social media. Support us on Patreon if you really feel like it. It's already like so much if you're listening to us. We really appreciate it. So thank you so much for listening. We've been the Funky Anime Podcast. Make sure to tell your mom you love her. We'll see y'all next week. Bye.